Don't be fooled by the eyes that I got. I'm still Mime Time from the block. Oh
yeah.
What if you had one thing about your identity or self-image that you wish you could change? For me, growing up with mad insecurities, I've had more than a few. One of the biggest things, my eyesight. Finally, after all these years, I just had a successful eye operation. Words can't really describe what I'm feeling, fam. It's quite life-changing. It's more than just having functional eyesight without the aid of glasses or contacts. This is a big part in overcoming a victimhood complex I've had since I was a kid. Now, having had the surgery, it's easy for me to say this, but it doesn't change who I am. Sure, it's a big change in my moment-to-moment day-to-day experience, but I'm still the same person. I still have the same baggage. I've always had it in me to become this best version of myself, solving one problem at a time, and I just solved this big one. I've always had the confidence and the capability to be who I need to be, who I want to be deep down inside. I believe the same is probably true for you as well. So for this episode, I'm going to talk about self-image, identity, confidence issues, and some lessons I've learned along this journey of self-actualization. So if you know someone who hates wearing glasses or contacts as much as I do, or is stuck on issues of self-image and identity, then please share this episode with them. Yes, if you like this podcast and you want to support, please just share it with a good friend so we can all learn and grow together and spend this time together. Spend this cheeky mime time. Okay, now let's get into it hard.
You know what time it is. It's mime time.
As I mentioned on my 29th birthday episode, I got big personal news for y'all. I just got eye surgery. No, it's not LASIK or LASIK. My astigmatism is so severe. Basically, my eyes were too fucked for those to be a practical option. I got ICL, implantable contact lenses. The operation's not done with the machine. A highly trained doctor cut open my corneas and inserted these high-tech fancy lenses into my eyes, under the iris. It's really amazing what they can do.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology for Mime Time 2.0. We can make him better, faster, stronger, harder.
I feel like a bionic man. I mean, I pretty much am with corrective vision and this smartphone. We pretty much are cyborgs already. With all the power and knowledge and things we can do with our phones, like order stuff off Amazon and Coupang and look up random facts on the internet and Google and educate ourselves. So if you ever feel down, just realize that you're a cyborg with all the potential of modern technology to assist you in all your endeavors. The surgery is pretty wild. You don't go under. They apply anesthetic on your eyes. You're completely conscious during the entire operation, staring at a light above the operating table. I was a little nervous, but in the end, there was hardly any pain at all. Not only that, the clinic filmed the whole thing. They're going to put it on their YouTube channel. So later, you can see the process later when it's published. So big shout out to Apgujeong SMB Eye Clinic. No, they didn't sponsor this episode of Mime Time. I wish. But I just want to say they are the best eye clinic in Seoul as far as I can see. You see what I did there? You see what I did there? Okay. Anyways, getting vision corrective surgery is a really big deal for me, and I'll share with you why that is. When I was a kid, growing up in the States, this is like every episode of Mime Time where I kind of give my background life story. I had this identity of being this awkward, overweight Asian kid with glasses. I had a really dysfunctional family life. I grew up with this very deep-seated victimhood complex. Everything was unfair. It was unfair. I was the only Asian in class and that I was picked on for being different. It was unfair that I was overweight and shy and not confident. It was unfair that I was picked last in teams for sports and gym class or whatever. I was the fat kid in dodgeball. I mean, it's hilarious shit to me now, but at the time growing up, it was the worst thing ever. Like, I really, really honestly felt that way about my life and deep in my heart of hearts that life was unfair. It was unfair that I was born to this Korean family.
It's unfair that my parents and I can't even speak the same language. I wish I was white or black like the other kids. They don't have to deal with this shit. They all speak English with their moms and dads. How come my moms and dad can't speak English? Wait, even those other Korean families, those other Asian families, they can all speak the same language. They speak Korean in their family. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with our family?
This is how I define my childhood. I mean, it's hilarious joking about it now, mocking my 5, 10, 15-year-old self now, but this is seriously how I thought. And as a side note, if you're listening to this podcast, you might be a third culture kid of some sort or an Asian immigrant or diaspora. And there's going to be a tiny percentage of people out there who grew up in a household not being fluent in the same language as their parents or the rest of their family, like me. I don't think I mentioned this enough, how frustrating and how unfair it is for any kid to go through that when everyone else in the world seems to not have that problem. It might seem you're the only one who has that problem and that you're all alone and you have no one to talk about this issue. If this is you, reach out to me. If you know someone like this, suggest that they reach out to me. I can talk to you. I can talk to them because I found a way to heal. I've been healing and we can heal together and reconcile our past and have a great fucking laugh about how silly we were and how seriously we took everything. Like, I'm serious. Reach out to me. Anyways, this language identity crisis stuff with an inferiority complex is what this podcast is all about. As I try to dissect my childhood, my confusion, my victimhood, and my problems with my identity and how unfair everything seemed, I realized part of my identity was in my glasses. I was physically inept, okay? I didn't have confidence doing sports or doing any physical activities. Like, I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin or my own body. I mean, what kid knows who they are? But, you know, kids who are grown up with lots of love and acceptance and good nurturing, I think, you know, they don't really concern themselves or they don't have that lack of confidence to the point where they don't even feel secure in their own body. For me, I didn't even have the confidence to catch a ball or to kick a soccer ball well. You throw like a girl, mime. I mean, that was an insult to girls because girls could throw better than me. And with that, or influencing that, my eyesight was always so bad. So I kind of took everything in my life as if it was my fault. Just like it was my fault somehow that I couldn't learn Korean. I felt so stupid and incompetent and everything was somehow my fault in my own mind. And with that comes even less confidence. All that self-loathing and hatred, you know, makes one reaffirm that they are incompetent and that they can't do anything. And so subconsciously, I didn't really try to improve myself in, say, kicking a soccer ball or catching a baseball, whatever it was. I just didn't have the confidence to put myself into doing something and really trying, really practicing. And so what happens is a vicious cycle where you resent yourself for being so incompetent, but really that is what's holding you back from improving in any physical activity, in anything in life. And so I felt really awkward and strange. And, you know, if you saw me, you might have thought I was a strange kid, especially if I was the only Asian kid you'd ever seen. You know, like, I was always on the outside. I never felt like I fit in. I just wanted to feel normal and to fit in like the other kids, but I never did. So you see how glasses kind of plays into this with my appearance and my identity. Again, it was unfair that I seemed to be one of the few people around me who had really bad eyesight and always had to wear glasses for as long as I could remember. Now living in Korea, you see every other person wears glasses. You know, lots of Asians wear glasses, but growing up stateside, that wasn't the case. I don't think I saw as many people wearing glasses when I was a kid. So I felt more out of place, not just being Asian, but also having glasses. So fast forward to me growing up and coming to Korea to start a new life about 10 years ago. When I came to Korea, I came to not only find myself, but to also become the person I wanted to be. I wanted to transform into the best version of myself. I wanted to learn Korean. I wanted to learn confidence. I wanted to make friends and push my comfort zone and try out all sorts of things. I wanted to become more fit, make more money. And I've made steady, amazing progress in all these things over the years. But one thing that has always been big on my agenda that I never quite got around to doing for so long was getting corrective surgery for my eyes. Of course, Caveat, plenty of people spend their entire lives wearing glasses and they look cool, smart, intelligent, attractive, and you don't have to have a complex about it like I do. I do have this complex and I only would feel normal when I wore contacts. So for years, I put up with using contact lenses, which I used very well. But every time I had to fuck around with them, putting them on, taking them off, remembering to take them off after a night of partying or going out and so on, there's a part of me that said, you're still defective. Even learning to put contacts on for the first time, like, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, was such a big deal for me. It took me like 45 minutes to an hour to just put this thing in my eye. And every time I do it, my body, you know, my impulses would be like, no, don't do it. It's a foreign object. Don't put it in your eye. And I'd be like, you know, put this in your eye, motherfucker. You're going to take it. Everyone else can do it. So you can do it too, man. You have to believe in yourself. I did that shit for like 45 minutes. My eyes are all bloodshot, but I did it, right? And they're like, oh, okay, I get it now. Okay, I see the angle. I look up and I, you know, use one finger to hold down my eyelid and I put the other one to just gently put it on, you know. And now it's like an easy thing to do that I don't need to do anymore, which is awesome. But even just doing some kind of simple task like that, that everyone seems to be able to grasp really easily. Like I didn't have this confidence about myself like growing up. Anyways, so finally, getting this surgery is like the final piece of the puzzle just to feel normal. And what the fuck is normal anyways, right? Like who cares, I guess. And final piece of the puzzle is not the right choice of words either, because you know I'm always growing, I'm always learning, and I'm always making stupid mistakes that I need to learn from. But it is a new chapter. So the day before the surgery, I told myself, you know what, Mime? Even if you couldn't get this surgery, if you couldn't afford it, or for whatever reason you have some injury and it just precludes you from getting any kind of vision corrective surgery, even if you had to wear glasses or contacts for the rest of your life, you don't need to feel incomplete. You've already had it all inside you to be an amazing, good person who's worthwhile and deserving of love. Of course, this is easy for me to say now, having gone through the surgery and now having great vision. This simple thing that so many people take for granted, I now have. It's another huge thing off my checklist, for sure. I'm definitely at a net benefit. At the same time, I'm still me. I'm still Mime. Even if I achieve my dreams of super health and I get really physically fit and I become super wealthy, I'll still be me. You know, it's funny. A part of me expected I'd have this big overwhelming emotion when my vision recovered and I could see with my new implantable contact lenses. Like, finally, I'm normal. I fit in. And I did actually shed some tears, fam. All those years of when I was a kid, hating who I was, wishing I could be someone else, hating that life was so unfair to me that I had to wear glasses and stupid shit like that. That old identity of me being some fat kid with glasses that was always glued to the TV playing video games, that I could never be something greater. Tears of sadness and tears of gratitude and joy that I've come this far and I'm fortunate enough to have this operation. And to even be the person that I am today, this is all mixed in. It's not just one thing or the other. But in a sober moment of reflection, I realized I'm still the same person. Having a new pair of eyes doesn't change all those years of shit that I went through, that I had put myself through mentally, because I didn't know any better as well. Nobody told me when I was a kid, hey, Mime, you can do better. You can be better. You can become physically fit, socially apt, charming and charismatic and competent at whatever you put your mind to. You already have it all within you. You just need to put time in and day out on good habits that build you toward your future dream self. And, you know, don't make such a big deal about the glasses. It's really not a big deal. You know, so many people wear glasses. It's just something that people live with. You're not alone. Don't make things a bigger deal than you need to be. I wish someone had just told that to me again and again and again. So I'm telling you, if you're feeling alone, you are alone. Nobody can ever know the struggles that you go through, real or imagined upon yourself, because no one can be you, simply. At the same time, you're not alone because everyone feels that life is unfair to them in their own way. Everyone has their shit. I wish someone could have told me when I was much younger that they could have instilled deep within my psyche these valuable lessons, these things like that I'm alone. Life is unfair, but that's okay. And I can get better. And also that I'm not alone. Life is unfair to everyone in their own way. And I can choose to transcend all the bullshit to become my dream self. I don't need to make a big deal of all the problems in my life or how unfair life is to me. I can see across all humanity and see, like, I'm not alone. We're all suffering. We're all going through our own shit and we all have to live with our own demons. Life may seem unfair to you in a bad way now, but later if you grow up or later if you apply yourself and try to take action day in and day out, then you can see that life is actually unfair towards you in a good way once you find the things that make you special. And if you don't feel special, if you just feel like shit, I mean, that's okay. We all go through that in our own ways. But there's hope, motherfucker. There's hope. Believe in yourself. So if you are like me, with or without as much emotional baggage or complex about glasses, and you want to get eye surgery, I highly encourage you to save up the money to do so. Set a goal. Maybe it'll be a while. Maybe it'll be years before you can. It took me like 10 years. Probably didn't need to take that long. I just made every mistake along the way. So that's why it took this long. Hopefully you won't have to make the same mistakes and delay everything in life like I have up until now. If you want it, you can make it happen. This is just one of those things in life on a checklist. So what's on your checklist, fam? Is there something bothering you about how you perceive yourself, about your identity, your experience? Can it be something that's changed? I mean, do you want to get surgery and become an Asian person if you're not Asian? Or if you're an Asian person and you want to become white, like I did when I was a kid, do you want to get surgery for that? Is that really the answer? I don't know. You'll have to find the answers for yourself. All I'm saying, though, is that if you want to upgrade, if you want to become more fit, if you want to become more mentally sharper and more intelligent and more socially charming and more attractive, then I'm living proof of a hard case who thinks that he got it hard in life and now is going at life hard to make the most out of it, to make the most out of this life. I'm living my best life and I'm doing my best every single goddamn day. Or at least I'm doing slightly better than the day before. And that encourages me to push forward because I can look at all the progress I've made over the years, as well as the stupid mistakes. So again, what's on your checklist? And what are some things on your checklist of addressing these issues, right? If you have problem with vision, maybe you want to get eye surgery. If you feel shy and awkward, like the opposite sex will never be attracted to you or love you, then you can find ways to make yourself more attractive. And I'm not talking about plastic surgery. That's perhaps a discussion for another episode. But just in terms of like becoming more physically fit and becoming more confident and charming and all those things, improving your posture and your gait and the way that you carry yourself and your fashion and all that. Whatever it is, if you're not a bad person, if you're a halfway decent person and you're not trying to hurt any other people or gain at other people's expense, as in not trying to put other people down to make yourself feel better, then whatever it is that's on your list, go for it. Fuck, I wish I had someone tell me this when I was 10, 15, 18. As I always say on this podcast, I wish someone had told me these things when I was 10 years younger. And look, if you start now, if you make that decision, that commitment to yourself, that deep inside you have what it takes to succeed with whatever it is that you put your mind and your heart and your soul into, then you can be 10 times the person that I am in 10 years. Because I know that all of you listeners strive so much to be just like me, the oh so magnificent and magnanimous Mime Time. Handsome, dashing, well-traveled, multi-millionaire in Korean one, living the dream every single day and now with great eyesight. If a bum like me can do it, then you can do it too. And that's all the time that we have today here on Mime Time. Thank you so much for listening, fam. I love you all. I hope you guys are having a great July. Again, please share this episode with a friend if you got something out of it. And until next time, Mime Time. Oh.